Jennifer Wood is the board chair of the Agricultural Community Foundation's Advisory Board for the United Farmers of Alberta. Did I get that title right?
You did.
I did get it right. Thank you very much. I appreciate this, and I appreciate joining us on the line for the Ag Show today. The Community Foundation is launching their new $100,000 Rural Communities Grant Program, which I understand is not new. The only thing is new is the name right at the moment. Just comments on the fact that the name has changed, but the program hasn't.
Well, Keith, thanks very much for having me today. And as you said, there is a name change, but it's actually more than that. So the last 5 years, UFA has been providing rural communities with dollars. So it was called the Rural Communities Foundation. The great news is on Farmers Day, UFA, between the vision of the board and management, we have launched a new foundation, and that foundation, and it is a mouthful, is the UFA Agricultural Community Foundation. And so we will continue our giving program, but now it will be, we know it's going to be there for quite some time, and it's an extension of the first five-year program that we originally launched.
Some of the programs in the Peace Region and the organizations, nonprofit organizations in the Peace Region have benefited of this over the years, and I understand that 2024 is no different. How good is it to benefit rural and remote Alberta, I guess specifically up in the Peace Region and in northwestern Alberta?
Well, you're correct on that. So with the last 5 years, UFA gave away $500,000 to 20 communities supporting their capital projects. And in fact, just as you've noted, four have recipients from the Peace Region have been successful and were granted some grants to improve their community capital projects. And we're really excited that we were able to help the Peace Region in those projects.
Do you know offhand the projects that are benefiting from these grants for 2024?
I do. So 2024, the Coalition Butte Recreation Association received money towards their community hall replacement. And in the past, we've had Nampa and District Historical Society. We converted a church into a community space and help them with that. Their Eaglesham and District Agricultural Society, we help them build a sun shelter on their agricultural grounds. And the Grimshaw Curling Club received some money to replace some parts for their ice plant. So as you can see, the Peace Region has been great recipients of our program.
How has been the feedback from not only from these organizations, but from organizations even just applying? What has the feedback been from these receivers and potential receivers to you?
Well, the feedback has been tremendous. We've definitely realized the benefits by having this foundation available to facilitate and support either recreation, education, or cultural facilities in agriculture communities, and so much so that we've launched the new Agricultural Community Foundation. So this will be an ongoing program now and not limited to the initial 5 years as in the past.
How heartwarming has it been to receive this feedback?
It's fantastic. We know the communities get behind all the projects, and although UFA doesn't support just the full amount of a project, when we come in, it just helps them get other grants as well as community involvement and the feedback. And once we see the finished product and can celebrate with the communities, it's just reassuring, and it's nice to know that, not the communities benefit and UFA is able to provide and give back to the communities that support us.
Does that hold especially true when UFA provides grants or receives grant applications from, you know, not only the small towns, but even the smallest, tiniest little summer villages and hamlets?
It is very rewarding. And, you know, UFA's got a long history of giving back to our members in those agricultural communities. And it's really important that we can enrich and help these communities by supporting some impactful projects, whether large or small, because it's the difference to the community. And sometimes those projects are small and sometimes those projects are large. But we really want to ensure a betterment of the agriculture communities throughout Western Canada.
The application process for 2024 is underway. Reading the press release, you've got until August the 31st to sign up. And the project must be within 200 kilometers of a UFA location. But I'm thinking that's not necessarily an issue because there are UFAs all over the place, isn't there?
You are correct. UFA is, you know, in Western Canada, BC to Alberta and Saskatchewan. And we did, you know, increase the radius a little bit from 100 kilometers to 200 just to ensure that all communities were touched by the presence of a UFA facility.
If one is interested, if an organization is interested, where can we sign up?
So you can go to our new website, so that can be found at www.acfufa.com, and the application you can apply, which is new this year, right online. You don't have to print an application form and fax it in, you can, or mail it in. You can now just enter right online. We're trying to make it easy for those communities. But if you need some help, feel free to reach out and call our number on the page as well, and one of our staff members will be happy to help you out.
Please correct me if I'm wrong here, Jennifer. I'm thinking that the decision process after August the 31st is going to be rather difficult because the applications and the application numbers have been very popular over the past few years. Am I correct in that statement?
You are correct. Each year we have more and more applications for deserving communities, and it is a tough adjudication process. Again, the qualifications will be on our website that you can find. I encourage everybody to look to our new website, and you have until August 31st, and then the board of directors will basically go through the process as well as the delegates and review all applications, and winners will be announced sometime in October.
Jennifer Wood is the board chair of the Agricultural Community Foundation Advisory Board with the United Farmers of Alberta. Jennifer, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Keith, thank you very much for having us today.